Hello, everybody. So then, I was browsing through my friend's account on Netflix because I myself obviously don't have one, and I'm on the road right now, and then ran into this documentary here about this guy that wants to live forever. Not sure if it's gonna work, but it does look as though he's attempting to change his gender. Maybe that's a side effect, but an aside. We do now live in a time where the ultra-rich have access to services and entertainment that the most powerful of historical figures could only have dreamt of, to the point where now taking pleasure trips into orbit is obtainable. And of course, that is for a price. But on the near horizon, there is something even more valuable than all the money the likes of Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, or Bill Gates have between them. And that is time, or more specifically, age extension technologies that hold the promise of greatly extending the lifespans of human beings. And all of this comes in the form of the greatest undeclared clinical studies in human history that are going on right now. And of course, I'm speaking about the COVID vaccines. So then, the search for the so-called Fountain of Youth has been going on since the beginning of recorded history. Women like Cleopatra, well, she had her daily baths in donkey milk. Elizabethan women wore cold-cut sheet masks. And Marie Antoinette's ladies used wine toners. Some of the more interesting, if you can call them that, some of the more interesting procedures very much in demand amongst popular Hollywood actresses are the $650 facials that use newborn Korean babies' foreskins. And no, I'm not kidding. Another modern beauty technique is the vampire therapy, and that is transfusing young blood, or more technically, palate-rich plasma, into your body in an attempt to reverse the effects of aging. At first, you might think that these claims about the benefits of the so-called vampire therapy or the foreskin facials might sound ridiculous, yet research by scientists at highly respected institutions like Harvard apparently back some of these assertions. But again, these will only be available for those that can pay for it. While it might not be possible for your everyman to gain access to these forms of exotic health and rejuvenation applications, as this video will discuss the relationship between health rejuvenation and COVID, it does bring me back a couple of years during the height of the pandemic hysteria. Many of you might remember, as I do, that was the controversy lit by Joe Rogan, who is a healthy guy, as most people know, as he made numerous disputed claims about the virus, vaccines, and lockdowns. Moreover, he did bounce back from COVID in just a couple of days, and it was during this time that he mentioned a few things that can help us mere mortals stay healthy, and one of those things was NMN. Now, rather than let me explain it to you, I'm going to let the doctor that discovered it do so.
I also take supplements, and in fact, most of my colleagues are in the field of aging, or anti-aging, as people call it. So I take NMN every morning.
What is NMN?
Good question. So let me take a quick step back.
Sure.
So about 20 years ago, Lenny Guarenti and a team of us at MIT discovered a set of genes that controls aging. And what they do is they protect all organisms on the planet, plants, bacteria, humans, from deterioration and disease. They're like the Pentagon. They sense when we're hungry, sense when we're exercising, and they send out the troops to defend us. And so we think that these genes are responsible for the effects of dieting and exercise, which is great. Which what that means is we can now mimic that with molecules.
I feel like I should make a shopping list.
So with NMN, you get improved energy, weight management, endurance, and strength. There are a ton of videos on YouTube of people that have taken this for 1 or 2 years. Look them up yourself. And it seems like everybody that takes this, well, they feel better. I can also say the same for myself, and you guys know that you need to take care of yourself as no one else will. Another key mention is resveratrol, which goes hand in hand. Of course, Black Forest offers both, but NMN fires up your NAD plus production, and this helps restore youthful functions that you lose with age. And you know what I mean, guys. Things like energy, flexibility, and your smoother skin. Think wrinkles. Now, to get all of these benefits from NMN, check out my sponsor, Black Forest, via the links below. I think you might be pleasantly surprised. Now, moving past that which we mere mortals can access, it would appear that, again, if you have unlimited pockets, that the ultra-wealthy are moving past, from a scientific point of view, moving past baby foreskin facials and things like vampiric transfusion of youth blood. Because quite startling is the fact that scientists are now forecasting that they'll soon be able to extend life well beyond 120 years of age. And that is, as they believe, or they believe that is, fixing the problem, as they call it, the problem of aging. And this now is the mission of Silicon Valley, where billions are being poured into biotech firms working on ways to, quote, hack the code of life, closed quote, despite some people's concerns, of course, about the social implications of this biohacking, as some call it. Now, to this end, Silicon Valley hedge fund manager Jun Yun, I think I'm pronouncing that properly, Jun Yun, believes that it's possible to solve aging by hacking the code of life, as he calls it, and to get people to live healthily, more or less, indefinitely. For most people, aging, of course, is an unavoidable and accepted part of life. But for many, and especially the billionaires in Silicon Valley, well, they believe aging is in fact simply a medical problem that science can solve. And there is money, a lot of money to be made, inconceivable amounts of money. And the fact that anti-aging medicine, if it works, well, it's going to be the biggest industry that has ever existed by a huge margin. So what would then be the main stumbling block in the so-called hacks on the code of life? Well, they would be many of the existing diseases and most importantly, cancer. But what do you know? There's now, as the Wall Street Journal calls it, the vast promise of mRNA technology. And as they write, the COVID vaccine platform offers real hope for the treatment of many other diseases besides the coronavirus, including cancer. Moreover, the Wall Street Journal states that, and I want you to listen to this part, as it's the most important part of the presentation. I want you to listen. It states that the drama over vaccines has masked a bigger and untold story, which is the vast promise of mRNA technology. They continue that messenger RNA has shown enormous potential for medical applications beyond COVID to other infectious diseases, as well as vaccines and treatments for conditions like cancer, and that its development is a tale of scientific perseverance and, of course, serendipity, and that it deserves much, much, much more attention. While Moderna was the pioneer in mRNA technology, large drug makers, of course, including Pfizer, are now investing heavily in the technology, which means more advances may come even sooner. And venture capitalists smelling profit are pouring money into mRNA startups. So now, given that these first mRNA vaccines were introduced after what was known as Operation Warp Speed, which was the public-private partnership initiated by the United States government to facilitate and accelerate the development, manufacturing, and distribution of these new mRNA COVID vaccines, well, we're now looking at a whole new paradigm for the pharmaceutical industry. And now, especially given the fact that with Operation Warp Speed, what we have been witnessing over the past few years is the largest undeclared but de facto clinical human trials globally, in fact, of any new medical technology in human history. Now, these strands, along with the confluence of anti-aging technology, what we're possibly or potentially looking at is massive life extension and the elimination of key diseases that cut people's lives short, or at least toward the end of people's lives, to be eliminated and allow this new life extension technology to then take place. But before you get excited, stop and remember the reality of our current mode of human organization. Like orbital tourism, like super yachts, like private jets. In reality, the higher you are in the financial food chain makes it clear that maybe you'll be able to afford to extend your life past 120 years of age, or maybe even further. But for everyone else, there might be table scraps, at least for the system mandarins. And for everyone who's not a mandarin, and everyone else, I'd venture there won't be much beyond the hope of watching your favorite super wealthy media personality age slower than everyone else. So in conclusion, it would seem that the new Silicon Valley paradigm is that we aren't human beings with limited lifespans, but we are simply biological machines that are little different from vintage cars. And with the right mechanic and pharmaceutical maintenance, well, you can last forever. And the top 1%, it would seem, if prognosticators are correct, well, the top 1% will now be able to buy what has eluded all human elites in all of human history. What they can buy will be time. So thanks very much for watching. If you liked the video, please give it a thumbs up. And also, of course, please check to see that you're still subscribed. Also, if you'd like to support this channel, it'd be very much appreciated. Ways of doing so are in the description below. As well, check out Black Forest's NMN, as presented at the beginning of this video, to help get you healthy. So, very much appreciated, and I will see you again in the next video. Bye for now.